Blog Talk Radio. the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm excited. Amen. Praise God. Knowing that God is the author and finisher of faith. Amen. Praise God. But we got to participate in the things that God has purposed in our life. Amen. Praise God. We're not exempt from battle. We're not exempt from doing our part as far as fighting back in order to obtain and gain. Amen. Praise God. God don't want no coward soldiers. He made, a great example when he said that he brought his army out of Egypt. And he brought them out with his mighty hand, his outstretched arm. Praise God. But we as the body of Christ got to do our part. Amen. Praise God. Deuteronomy 20 tells us that this battle is not ours, it's the Lord. And it's his because he's fighting in the spiritual realm for us as we are fighting in the spiritual realm. We are spiritual beings. Amen. Don't fool yourself and think that, amen, it's a fleshly battle, because it's not. And Satan is going to hit you 24/7. I don't care what. I don't care how good you've done. I don't care how you paid your tithes and your offerings. I don't care how you've lived holy without fornication. This devil is going to fight you for everything that you have. He don't care. He's the thief that come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. And you got to understand how to fight the battle. Amen. Praise God. In 2 Corinthians 10 and 3, I go through verse 6, amen. For though we walk in the flesh, we are created out of the dirt, the earth, amen, praise God. That's our earthly house. But then we have a spiritual tabernacle, not made of this old clay. We do not war after the flesh. We can't fight our sisters and brothers, our husbands and wives, our children, in the flesh realm with guns and word curses and all kind of fleshly warfare. Poisoning the food and stabbing them or whatever you want to do to them. We can't fight that way. Even though they are fighting us in a lot of wicked ways through witchcraft and hatred and all kind of evil that they do toward us so that we can't get ahead, because their God is Satan. And he's using their flesh, but he's also using their spirit. And this is a spiritual battle. We can't do it any other way but by the Spirit. We just thank God for the word this morning, and we ask him to move upon it and overthrow what Satan is trying to do concerning us, because we've been in a backward situation for a long time, many years. All the forefathers, they preached the gospel and they preached deliverance and they didn't even believe, most of them, in healing. They didn't preach about the battle so much, but they preached about crying about deliverance and healing, some of them, and how to get over and various other things. But they never told us that we were spiritual beings and we had a spiritual battle that we would have to go through. You know, God, at the beginning when we are born, amen, into the church, amen, praise God, and become Christians, he will nourish us as a baby, a lap baby, sitting on his lap, feeding us with milk continuously until he believes and he know that we have reached maturity. During his nourishment, he'll fight all our battles. But then there becomes a time when he feels that we have reached maturity, then he'll say, you're going to have to start fighting for yourself. And he's going to be right there outside of you. He's going to be right there with you. And he's not going to let the enemy overtake you, but he's training you because you are his army. And when this earthly tabernacle is dissolved, you got a tabernacle up in heaven, amen, the spiritual tabernacle, but yet and still at the same time, you have to fight in the spirit realm. There's wars, and there are natural wars and rumors of wars. There's all nations fighting against nations, kingdoms fighting against their kingdoms and their beliefs. All welfare have a belief system. One believed that they should overthrow this nation in order to obtain their wealth, their prosperity, their land. God showed that through the actions of Pharaoh, how he wanted to keep the Hebrew nation suppressed. But then God turned around and delivered them and fought for them in the spirit realm and showed them signs and wonders. And Pharaoh eventually gave over, amen, let the Hebrews go. But it was with a battle. It was with a battle. Praise God. God had to show his power and that he was God because Pharaoh thought he was a God. Your enemy, Satan, thinks that he is God and that he can do what he wants with you in this earth realm. But your spirit man identifies with God that he is God and he's sovereign. Amen. And that he will help you fight this battle. He's going to let you fight it. But he's going to be there with you. And then it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not carnal. They're not fleshly. You don't go up and shoot your brother because he took your Tootsie Roll Pop. Amen. But mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. There are strongholds. Satanic strongholds that are in your life. Amen. And these strongholds want to bind you up, bind up the mind, keep you blinded in the mind so that you can't accomplish what you need to accomplish. I was in a battle this morning, and in it I seen what the devil was trying to put a metal plate on the front of my head and using a drill with a screw in it to screw it in so that it couldn't come off. I took in the spiritual realm out, pulled that thing off, cast it off, because the Bible told me no weapon formed against me shall prosper as long as I'm with God, and that if I'm going to walk, I'm going to walk in the spirit, not in the flesh. If I'm going to please God, it's got to be a pleasure of the spirit. If I'm going to worship him, I got to worship him in spirit and in truth. So all this that I've been dealing with Satan's attacks, his strategies, those strongholds got to be pulled down. And I'm going to have to be the one that does it. And yes, demons fight Christians. Yes, demons can enter Christians and do all kind of wickedness to Christians because Satan attacks the soulless realm, he attacks the flesh, and he attacks the spirit. And he's constantly sending a demon to dwell on the inside of another human, amen, so that he can afflict them, so they can yoke him up, so that he can put him in a stronghold, amen. And say, casting down imagination. Imagination works with the images, those that are projected in visions and dreams. And Satan will give you many, many lies. And if you don't hurry up and stop that lie, he'll try to make it come to pass. But as soon as you get that attack, you need to tell him that you don't receive that. You know that that didn't come from God. You know that. I have to tell God, amen, praise God. And I didn't even know I would have to do that, but I have to make a choice every day for God. Like Joshua said, choose ye this day who you will serve. Amen, praise God. Satan, the tempter is going to come every day. And that's why Jesus told them in Matthew chapter 6, amen, to lead us not into temptation. Because Satan going to come with all kind of stuff, food, clothing, a brand new car, a house, all of this in the spiritual realm that can never be produced in the natural because they are demonic gifts. And all they do is come in and yoke you up, build up a stronghold that you cannot receive the things of God because of what he has done toward you. When you know that you're not receiving blessings, then you got to understand that it, the prophet didn't lie, but there is an obstacle, there is a obstruction, something there to try to keep you from receiving the blessing. And so you got to go in and fight. Amen, praise God. And then God let us know, even with certain things, that you're going to have to fast and you're going to have to pray. Prayer is the first essential thing that you have to do in warfare. Amen. Before the Hebrews went out, they always prayed and consulted God. At the council of God and those that are faithful to him, his word can be established and you can understand what's going on. When Daniel, in the book of Daniel, needed an answer, he consulted God with his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And that's unity, that's stronghold, that's the stronghold of God, and the forces of darkness cannot, amen, penetrate through, amen, praise God, the powers of God, amen, because you sought him. So you're going to have to pray, you're going to have to fast, you're going to have to seek God's counsel. Amen. And it's a battle. It's not comfortable because we wasn't created for it. We was created to glorify God and to worship God and to have fellowship with him. And when the enemy came in and did what he did, he first brought in the warfare between Cain and Abel. Abel was innocent, minding his own business, doing what God say. Cain was jealous. Amen. And he killed his own brother. Then Satan did other things to cause issues all the way throughout. So the battle is not ours. It's the Lord's, but we got to participate in it and help him along the way. So we pull down those, literally cast them down, those imaginations. And every high thing that it out itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought through the obedience of Christ. Amen. And I say that to obedience of Christ all day long. It's not a 1 minute thing, but it's all day long because thoughts, amen, gonna come to you at all times a day. Crazy thoughts. Amen. Praise God. Well, that's Satan's strategy to try to break you down so that, amen, he can win you over and you start believing him instead of God. In my attack this morning, one of the things that I said in the spirit, I heard my spirit say, I'm staying with God. I don't want Satan, I said. I don't want Satan. He came with me. I don't even know what he had presented to me, but I seen some things that was black. One looked like a trap, a spider web, and then other things that he tried to present to me and showed me where one woman was could preach better than me and all that kind of stuff. And all of it was a spirit of deception to try to tear me down and say, well, I just give up. I can't preach. I can't do this here. And all these traps everywhere I turn, can't get finances together and all this kind of stuff. But it was never up to me to get anything together anyway. It was up to God, amen, and his son Jesus Christ by righteousness. If I take on Jesus Christ and believe in him, obedience of Christ, then God is going to continue to assist me in the battle to make sure that I win. I had another dream one time where I was assisting my granddaughter in the battle my son had told me to go and see about Ash, and I went in the RAM, and as I was in the RAM, amen, praise God, where all battles begin, I seen myself whereas I went to get Ashley, and she was surrounded by demons. And I told him, I said, you leave Ashley alone. And as I told him that, amen, this demon pulled out this gun and told me, say, he'll shoot me. And I say, you going to shoot me? I don't think so. And I took it, I wrestled with him with the gun. It went off, but it didn't touch me. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Fight your battles. You don't have to be afraid. I'm not afraid of those demons. I'll whoop them. And then, yes, demons can be destroyed. Amen. Praise God. They got a graveyard in hell that's full of nothing but broken and destroyed limbs. Amen. So my son came, and he began to help me fight. And one demon shot three bullets, and I told my son, I said, get on up, because I seen where he had fallen down. I could pull him back up. And I went on, and as I was, amen, in the battle, praise God, a whole army of saints came through, God's angels, amen, God's host, came through, and they had their banner, and they had everything stacked up. Amen, and they were ready to fight. And then I heard myself say earlier, later on, I said, Psalms 20, you know, God send help from the sanctuary. God ain't going to let the enemy whoop you, amen, long as he see your heart and you're willing to fight this battle, but you're going to have to fight. You can't sit on your duffy and think that it's going to be all right when it's not all right, when you're not participating in it. You're sitting there and watching Satan defeat your family. So, Satan, this is it. We declare war today. Amen. How many times will you sit back and watch Satan as he kill out your children through drugs, through gang violence, through peer pressure, through fornication, all manner of drinks of alcohol, and you sit back there and just say, oh, daughter, you need to quit. A son, you need to quit. Now you need to get out on your knees, and you need to pray, and you need to encounter those that have been attacking your children and tell them, Satan, this is it. We declare war. We're going to whoop your tail. Amen. Praise God. How many times were you loose? Things in your life. Amen. Praise God. Only to think they're loose. You say they're loose, and they're not. Problem with your husband. You letting them go because they're marital problems, financial problems, and it don't have to always be adultery. Amen. It could be other issues that are bad that we just have those spirits in us. Even Christians carry bad spirits, and we got to let them go. We have hatred in us, unforgiveness. Malice, covetousness, and all of these things, and God had to work them out, amen, and bring in righteousness to the fullness, because the righteousness is in the heart, and then that anointing is surrounding our heart, our spirit, amen, and soulless realm, and our physical body itself, and the anointing is what destroys the yoke. Satan's strongholds cannot last if you go in with the right frame of mind and say, okay, God, I yield myself. What do I do? If it's an everyday battle, if it's a battle all day long, if it's about, amen, for a whole week, a whole year on the same issue, God, I'm going to fight that battle until I see my victory. How many times will we loose? Amen. Praise God. Amen. An enemy, and we think we're losing them, amen, and all of a sudden the home is attacked, amen, praise God. Foreclosure. You can't purchase or even sell your house because of the demonic attacks that are on that home or that land. Satan, this is it. We're going to declare war. You have to fight for your home. You're going to have to fight that you don't get the foreclosure. You're going to have to fight that you can purchase land and a home, because they're demons. All kind of demons. One of the biggest demon that people have dealt with throughout the ages, and they're still using him, is Baal, or Baal. And he's a fertility god. He's a husband, they say. And one thing that he does, he marries you. You hear all these women saying they got a husband and it's in the spirit realm, and he's telling her what to do and how to live and all that kind of stuff, and pushing your real husband out the way. There you are laying up having sex with a demon. Well, you done got hold to a demon. And this demon would kill out your husband. He would kill out your children. He'll kill out all your visions and dreams and tell you he hates you, he don't want you. Those are demons that's been set on assignment, saints. And they're there, amen, to try to overcome and overthrow you. One of the strategies of God in Isaiah 19, God is so awesome in his power, amen. Amen, until, amen, he knew what the enemy was going to do, and he caused the enemy to fight against them all themselves. In your battle, God will use a strategy just like Satan will use strategy, and he will cause the enemy to turn on themselves. He said, the burden of Egypt, behold, the Lord rideth upon a swift cloud, and shall come into Egypt, and the idol of Egypt shall be moved at his presence. You cannot have another God before you. And the Bible said the idol will be removed because of God's presence. Amen. And the heart of Egypt shall melt in the midst of it. I will set the Egyptians against the Egyptians, and they shall fight everyone against his brother and everyone against his neighbor, city against city and kingdom against kingdom. And the spirit of Egypt shall fall in the midst thereof. What shall fall? What are we fighting? We're fighting demons. We're fighting spirits that are on assignment in order to destroy us. Amen. When Joshua went out to battle, 10-34, amen, the Bible said, and when they came unto the border of Jordan, there are in the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh built there an altar by Jordan and great altar to see. Amen. Praise God. This altar was built, amen, in order to go in and worship and pray and seek the counsel of God. And the children of Israel heard say, behold, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh and the half, they literally have built an altar upon over against the land of Canaan in the border of Jordan at the passage of the children of Israel. And when the children of Israel heard of it, amen, the whole congregation of the children of Israel gathered themselves together at Shiloh to go up to war against them. As Israel had to fight their enemies, you're going to have to fight your enemies. I need to speak more about this, because I'm going to tell you who your enemies are by name, and then the strategies that we have to use, because we don't have to be defeated. Amen. Praise God. We can, amen, overcome. Thank you, Jesus. We can win this battle. Don't give up. Don't faint. Amen, but hold on. It'll get hard. It's gotten hard for me, but I made up in my mind. I ain't serving no devil. Praise God. I ain't serving no devil. Amen. Praise God. Ain't worth it.
Everybody say, oh, 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 Thank you.